kan simen khof khas dine khalitz atzeln bei gemol seif khayev odam lemash meish betzeln bchol sho shlo yasiach daitay meh. So there is a chiyuv mishmush in order, and the purpose of this mishmush is he should not be mesiach das that he's wearing the tefillin. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this a little better. B'chol sho peirish, b'chol sho shenizkar bohem. When he reminds himself that he's wearing tefillin, chayev lemashmesh. So it's mechuyev then to be memashmesh, to touch the tefillin, to kiss the tefillin. They came nisko aleihem todir leyovi lidei hesach hadas. From the Aruch HaShulchan, it would seem that pshat is like this. Through the mishmush, a person feels that he's melubish betulin, he's wearing tulin. That means there's zechire, and then there's mishmush. And a person who is wearing tefillin, his actions should be masim, they should stim with that what he's wearing. That means if the inyan of tefillin is kishem Hashem nikra lecha, which we don't begin to understand the magnitude of this statement, but kishem Hashem nikra lecha, he should realize that he is wearing his the shem Hashem on him. And through this realization, his actions require to be different. If it's kishem Hashem nikra lecha, so his actions have to be in a different oifen. So therefore, there are different types of hesach hadas, but there's one type of hesach hadas that one is oblivious that he's wearing tefillin, and he's kalis roish, and sicha beteile. And this action is mamish contradictory to what he's wearing. He's wearing the Shem Hashem on him. And therefore this requires a different anhoge. Grad, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down Hashitas HaRamban, that the Ramban says that a person who's an oval or b'shas hesped is potter and tefillin. And he explains because also the hageshim he has there are not hageshim which are proper for one who's wearing tefillin. If kishem Hashem nikra lecha, so the opportunity and the closeness he has to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should bring about a mirah d'kesimcha. Kishem Hashem nikra lecha. And therefore, if a person is his mind is diverted from that what the tefillin, the message that the tefillin is giving, so he's potter from tefillin. So al kaponim, so the mishmush in the tefillin is he should feel that he's wearing tefillin, and therefore his anhoge will be a different anhoge. So the b'chol, so the translation, the machaber is. When he remembers that he's wearing the tefillin, he should be memashmish them to feel that he's melubish b'tefillin, and therefore his actions should be accordingly. So the mishmush brings to him the akara that he's melubish b'tefillin. Yes, tefillin keneged aleiv, yes, tefillin al haroish keneged amoich. So therefore, his actions have to be. They have to be masim to his what he's wearing. Then there's another reason. כדי לסכנון שלא יזוזו ממקיימם. This is the second reason for this mishmush, since it's very easy that the tefillin can move out of place, so therefore he should be memashmish the tefillin to see if they're still in place or not. But the mechabas is shlo yisich dati mehem. V'imashmish mishal yad tchile. So now this mishmush, he should be memashmish mishal yad. And then the shel roish. And what is the reason for this? Well, let's see what the next mishnah brura. Shlo yisich dati. U'be'eisa tchile. So if the mishmush, the reason for the mishmish is that he should realize that he's melubish betfillin, and his actions should be accordingly. So therefore, when he's davening, because his actions, if he's oimid, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so b'meile, so that pula alone is a cause and a sibbe that he'll act accordingly. He's Eimud of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came in the Eitz HaTfilah in Tzarech L'mashmish Ben. So there's no need to be mashmish. Now it says further in this seif, Memashmish, Yemashmish B'Shel Yad Tchilah. Should first be Memashmish the Tfilah in Shel Yad first. There shall yad smucha loy lamashmishay. That means he's being mashmish with his right hand. So his right hand is closer to the left hand than to his head. So memela, so there's a klal ein maviran ala mitzvah. So memela, so I'm going to now be mekayim the mitzvah of mishmish, which I should be malgish thy melubish betulin. So this halacha of a maviran ala mitzvahs, one is memashmish b'shel yad chile. A maviran ala mitzvah chile, v'achar kach b'shel roish. And then it'll be memashmish b'shel roish. That's the klal of maviran ala mitzvah. Ve'im be'eis mishmush al shel roish, mitzao shenishmat mim kaimoy. It's memashmish b'shel roish. And he realized that the shalosh was not oimid bim kaima. V'noida loy oz, shashayad gam kein nishmat mim kaima. So now he just found out, b'shas the mishmah, somehow he found out that the tefillin shalosh was shaloy bim kaima. But al kaponim, he then found out that the tefillin shalyad also shaloy bim kaima. Now he wants to fix both tefillin. So we would think, I'm now by the shalosh, I found out that the tefillin shel yad is also shelo bim kaima. So, but since my hand is now by shalosh, so let me first take care of the shalosh. I'll say maviran ala mitzvah. So he says, no, you forget about the shalosh, and you go and first on the second the shel yad. V'noida layos shashal yad gam kein nishmat mim kaimai. Tzorich lahavzer ashal yad tchila al mekaimai. Why? Mikro kshartam lo is al yodecha v'hodo teitofis b'neinecho. That means if he found out that both are not bim kaimam, so he's not wearing tfilin shal yad and not wearing tfilin shalosh. So putting it in the correct place is now a hanocha of tefillin shel yad and a hanocha of tefillin shalosh. In the seder hanocha, the pasuk says beferish that the kshira of the shel yad should be before the kshira of the shalosh. So now since both are shaloi bim kaimoi, so the pasuk ukshartom is more choshuv than the hanocha of a maviran ala mitzvahs. So therefore, we hear this before, if a person by mistake took out the tefillin shalosh first, he puts it down and puts on the tefillin shalyad, because it says in the pasuk in Beferish Seder that the kshira of the yad should be before the kshira shalosh. Siv Beit, Tfilin Shel Roish Chaylet Tchila. He takes off first the Tfilin Shel Roish. Mishum Dechsiv Vahoyu L'Teitofes Beinei Necha. So when it's speaking about the Tfilin Shel Roish, it mentions Vahoyu, a Loshen Rabin. Now the Tfilin Shel Rosh is also one tefillin. Is a tefillin shel yad, a tefillin shel rosh. So why does it say by the tefillin shel rosh v'hoyu? So Chazal darshan that this is coming to tell us when you are wearing the tefillin shel rosh, this should be the second tefillin you are wearing. That means you have the tefillin shel yad on already. And Vahoyu, through the Tfilin Shalosh, you will be now wearing two Tfilos. You'll be wearing the Tfilin Shalosh also. So that's why, when it speaks about the Teitofis Beinenech, it says Vahoyu. So we see that the Tfilin Shalosh should wear the Tfilin Shalosh when it's a Vahoyu. So therefore, Kozman Shebeinenech Yushtai. So now if he wants to take off the tefillin, if he would first take off the tefillin shel yad, so it'll come out that he's wearing tefillin shel rosh without tefillin shel yad, and that is contradictory to the vahoyu. It says when it's l'teitof is beinenecha, this should be the second pair of tefillin you are wearing. So therefore he has to make sure to take off first the tefillah shel roish, when the tefillah shel yad is still on. So that means, so kolzman the tefillah shel roish is on him, there's avahoyu the teitofes beinenecha. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah chaylei tefillah, acher shemeisa gimel krichos mehaetzpa. After he takes off the three kriches, then he takes off the shalosh. The reason for this is our pikabala. So we won't delve more into the reason, but you first take off the three kriches. And others bring a raya. Okay, we see from this that even though the three kriches are off, we still consider that he is wearing the tefillin shel yad. That's still vahoyu. The three kriches are, even though it's a hashlama of the tefillin shel yad, al kaponim, it is not. We don't consider that he's not wearing the tefillin shel yad. Yeah. Now let's go further in the mechaber. Tefillin shalosh chaylet tchila. He takes off first the tefillin shalosh. Mishum dechsiv v'hoyu l'teitofis beinenecha, kozman shbeinenecha yushtai. Tzorich lachloitz tefillin shalosh l'umid. The tefillin shalosh should be taken off when he's standing. Hu adin hasoges akriche shel ha'etzpa should also be done when he's standing. That means the mechaber had held that the tefillin shel yad are put on sitting and the tefillin shel rosh are put on standing and the kriche of the etzpa is put on standing. So the mechaber is telling us that the oifen hachalitza, the oifen of taking off the tefillin, are similar to the oifen of putting on the tefillin. And since when you put on the tefillin shel rosh, you put it on standing, when you make the three kriches, you put it on standing. So when you are taking off them, they're done the same oifen the way they were put on. Ulamin ageinu, an arminigish yeminichim shel yad gam keimu. Amid arminigish, we put on the tefillin shel yad standing also. It's like gam keimu lechotzam, but so by us, we'll take off the tefillin shel yad also standing. The chahanochosam kach chalitzosam. That the way they're put on, that's the way they're taken off. Now, so that's pshat in the mechaber. V'yesh me'achachomim she'enoigim Lach leit atzilin shalosh biyat smil shehi biyat keyo. That there was a minig of gedolim that when they took off the tzilin shalosh, they took it off with their left hand. And this was a symbolic oifen of taking off the tzilin to show really a person can do things easier and quicker with his right hand than with his left hand. So therefore, they took off the tzilin with the left hand, which perhaps takes more time to show that the tzilin is not a masi on him, that he wants to get them off of him. So therefore, he takes it off with his left hand to show that it's difficult and he's taking it off in a slower process than it would be done with his right hand. So that's a chibuv mitzvah. Chi b'yad keyo laharish shekosha olav chalitzoso. That it is difficult for him that he has to take it off. V'imu itel yad shekol melachtoi b'smoiloi. So therefore, chutzon b'yaminoi, so he'll take it off with his right hand. Kedei shleilaseis achalitze b'mehirus. He should not take it off quickly. Now, let's finish the sif base. V'yoniach b'tik shalosh. Now, so we took off first the shalosh. He should put in the tik first the shalosh. V'olov shalyad. And over it, it should be the shalyad. Kedei shekshiyavoy lahanichom yivka b'shalyad tchilo. So for the next time we'll put it on, we'll see it's speaking about he has a narrow tik. He has a narrow tik, and he's putting one on top of the other. That means as one is on the bottom of the tik, one is on the top of the tik. So Mamela, so he says that in the tik he should first put in the shalosh, and over that he should put in the shalyad, and that will ensure that when he's taking them out tomorrow, he should first take out the shalyad, and there won't be a problem of ein mavizan ala mitzvah. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'olav shalyad, kosav habach v'chein ha'kaz la'el b'simen chofei sivkot niyut, tahaynu sheyase tik orech v'tzav, that he should make a tefillin bital that's long and narrow, shimenochim ze al gabei ze, so one is on top of the other, one is in front of the other. So memela va'olav shalyad. So it comes out that the shalyad is olav. So now, when he's holding this tik, so then we see the va'olav. He's holding the tik. So on the bottom of the tik is the shalosh, and on top of the tik is the shalyad. And the shalyad is laying on the shalosh. That's how it comes out. It will hold it vertically. You heard it. Hold the tik vertically, so the shalyad will be on the shalosh, and that's va'olav shalyad. Amogin Avram kosav. So he holds that's not too proper, because the kedusha of the shalosh is greater than the kedusha of the shalyad. So it's not proper that the tefillin shalyad should be over the tefillin shalosh. Others say when he puts it in, the tik is perhaps horizontally from a male, then it's not olav. Later, when he picks it up, it comes out that the tefillin shalyad is over the tefillin shalosh, and that's not kefela. But al kaponim, v'amogin Avrom kosav, the yaiser toiv, litein ha-tfilin ze bitzadze. That one should put the tfilin one next to the other. Yeah. The chaynoy again. That's the minig. We don't have a narrow, long kis, we have a kis, and we put the tefillin one next to the other. Uma shekosav ha-mechaba v'olov shel yad, so what's the v'olov? Perusha shitna k'tas l'tzad mailo, that means when he opens up the tefillin baitul, so that means facing the opening of the tefillin baitul, the tefillin shel yad should jut out a little more than the tefillin shel rosh. So that is the translation of v'olov. B'sefer Shulchan Shleimai kotav the toiv shiyu atfilin shel yad b'tzad yamin shel hatik. The tefillin shel yad should be b'tzad yamin. Tam kein mitam zeh. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little that this is very unclear exactly what the Shulchan Shleima means. Then I'll say over what the Piskei Tshuva says. Now, we have here a tikshel tefillin. Here's the tikshel tefillin. And he says, in the tikshel tefillin, you should put it on the right side of the tik. Now, what is considered the right side of the tik? So let's say if the tik is facing me, but if you look on the other side of the, if you look on the other side of the tik, so the right side is my left side, and is my left side, and facing me, this is the right side. That means if this is the tik, so this is the right side of the tik, this is the left side of the tik. When I open it up, so I will be pagish first with the tefillin shel yad. That means I really go with my right hand is connected the tefillin shel roish. I mean, if the right side of the this is the kiss. So we'll look at the kiss. This is the right side of the kiss. So he says to put the tefillin shel rosh here. And the poshet the inyan is, al tchshivis, since the tefillin shel rosh is more choshuv than the tefillin shel yad, so the tefillin shel rosh should be on the right side of the kiss, and the left side should be the tefillin shel yad. So now when the person is standing opposite the kiss, so then when he opens up the kiss, so his right hand would be connected the tefillin shel yad, which would be perhaps very good. So he comes up, when he sticks in his right hand, he's sticking in the left hand. He's going to the left side of the kiss, so that would be gewaldic. In Chshivis, in Chshivis, this is the tefillin shel yad says on the right side of the kiss, but he is pagish in the left side. Now, it's very interesting. I'd like to say over the lotion of the Piskei Tshuvas. The Piskei Tshuvas brings down as follows. Piskei Tshuva says, the Sefer Shulchan Shleima Kosev, the Toiv Shini Shiyu Atfilin Shal Yad B'tzad Yamin Shal Atik. Gam kein mitamze. It should be on the right side of the tik. So he says, what's pshat the Shulchan Shloime? Shech shemoytzi ha-tfilin ha-menas la-nicham yoytzi tfilin shel yad koydim ha-nimtso b'yad yamin. So that means, it would seem, that's the Shulchan Shloime. So that means that she put it on the right side, so I'll take it out first. Omnam yesh letzayin ki aminik ha-poshut laniach dekis ha-tfilin es ha-shol yad b'tzad smoil. You put the kiss and the tfilin b'kis ha-tfilin es ha-shol yad b'tzad smoil es ha-shol roish b'tzad yamin. That's the minik ha-oilom. The minik is not the way the Shulchan Shloime says. He brings the Och HaShulchan says this.
Well, wearing my shoes, tying your
left. By tying the shoes. When you tie your shoes. Yeah, okay, that's a different cheshbon.
My hands on the left, the arms on the left, I will be the left. Because I'm receiving the left, my left. And the right
is
the left.
No, which hand are you going to take out the tefillin with?
With the right hand.
Oh, so you're taking out with the right hand.
And
so,
I'm putting the
field
on the left.
Yeah, I'm a kapana when you take it out of the kiss. So it's very unclear. I would just like to say one thing. The minik ha'olam is, I think that's what he's saying. Let's not go into the minik ha'olam is that when you have the kiss facing in front of you, so the minik ha'olam is the shalyat is on by your left side. And that's the minik ha'olam. The shalosh is on the right side. That's.
What if you know what to do the
other way? I also did the other way. One second. You have no problem. But it's very interesting. I can't figure this out. He says the minik ha'olam is not like the Shulchan Shloime. That's what he says. And therefore he says. So he says. Yeah. Yeah. So he says over here, Sheteva b'nei Odom, Sheposhet, this is not the way the minig is fakeld. Kiaminik haposhet laniach b'kis atfilin es ha-shol yad b'tzad smoil, b'es ha-shol roish b'tzad yamin. That's the minik ha'olam. So not like the Shulchan Shloime says. That's the shayla what you're talking about. So he says, just one second. You're with me. Just one second. We'll talk about them in a shetaba. So he gives a reason that the minik ha'olam is not like the Shulchan Shloime. So he says, shetaba b'nei Odom, shepoishet yad yeminoi l'soich kis. When he puts in his right hand, Pegeya Bitsad Smoil Tchila. So he gets to the left side of the kiss first. So it seems that the Shalyad is on the left side. And the when he says that's not like the Shulchan Shloime. That's not like the Shulchan Shloime. So that's one thing that I want to make. Well, just one more thing, then I'll try to clarify.
No.
Okay, that's something, but no, here it says it's a Seder. Now, I just like to mention one more thing, it brings down, in the Dirshu, he brings down, when one opens up a zipper from the tefillin of the kis, so the zipper is usually, here you go from left to right. So he asks the kasha, you go from left to right, so as soon as you open it up, you have here the tefillin shel rosh. If I'm going from left, this kasha, Rav Shlomo Zalman is, you have here the tefillin shalosh, and you have here the tefillin shal yad. Sha'af al-pishay v'etzichas haruchsin, at-saifa higiyah yodoy l'tzad boy menichin at-tefillin shalosh. That's his kasha. Mikom bokim rishoy las iskain, he says a teretz. Okay, let's not go into the what his teretz is. Well, kaponim, I'd like to say one thing. The minika oilam is that the shel yad, when the kiss is facing you, the shel yad is on the left of the kiss, and the shell rosh is on the right of the kiss. That's the minik ha'olam, that's for sure. Exactly what the Shulchan Shloimeh means and what the Piskei Tshuva means, what the Shulchan Zalman means, that, I don't know, it's somehow unclear. No, but you take it out with your right arm. No, but we're talking the tefillin. You can first you take al kaponim. That is the minig ha'olam. But the minig ha'olam is that they one. That is the minig ha'olam. I remember. That is not the minig ha'olam. That I thought was shot over here, but I mean it's very. That's what I do also. So I don't. The Baal I'm not changing either. I don't know clear because the lashonis are very unclear here. Because here the Piskei Tshuva says we don't do like the Shulchan Shloimeh, because if you put your right hand, you can get the tefillin shel yad. You can stretch putting your tefillin. Your right hand to get the tefillin shel yad, so it's very good. And that's on the left side. So you should put it that way. The left side of the kiss, that means when the kiss is facing you. Yeah. Yes, so that's, they understood the actual left side of the kiss. And he says that's not what the Shulchan Shloimeh means. So